You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We finally found out, maybe, what Bill Murray was doing that got that movie shut down. We were reporting last week that they have put the movie on hold because of some, what did they call it? Inappropriate behavior.
Yeah, and we thought, well, he must really be doing some bad stuff because they shut it down. They're like, we're done. Yeah. We're shutting it down.
Well, now the word is that he allegedly got a little too handsy with the women on the set. One person says, quote, he was very hands-on touchy. Would put an arm around a woman, touched her hair, pulled her ponytail, but always in a comedic way.
Yeah, I mean, there was no, you know, personal touching. But I guess this could make somebody feel uncomfortable.
That's what they said. They said, while his conduct is not illegal, some women felt uncomfortable, and he crossed a line.
So. It always makes me feel uncomfortable when somebody puts an arm around me. That's always just kind of...
Does that happen often for
you? Awkward. It did when I was down at Rocky's opening day, actually. One of our coworkers, I was standing, he stood there and he put his arm around me. Jeremy, I'm glad you came. And he stood there for too long with his arm around me, you know? It's almost like the excessively long hug where you're like, okay, we can part ways now.
We can go to our separate corners.
It was the
now.
Excessively long arm drape, and I was like, okay.
Last week's poll question was about how do you make your home a dream home, and there were a few people who answered by saying I'd put a urinal in it. Well, I just saw a survey that was out this week. They surveyed thousands of people and said, what do you think? Urinals in a house. Are you for it or are you against it?
How about for it. I'm for it. That'd be fine.
I would take one.
Yes.
But 82% of people said no. Only 8% said yes. And then, of course, you got the 10% who are like, I don't know.
Urinal.
They talk about the big divide between men and women. But you know what? Even if saying there was a big divide because more men would vote for it than women, it's still only 14% of men who are in favor of this.
That's so weird. It's just I guess, convenient for us, you know?
I know. But they also seem even messier and fouler than stalls.
Oh, really?
Yeah, go look on the floor.
Oh, I know. I think there's other issues going on in our men's room. The sports guys go in there and have tinkle fights, I think.
And the other thing that Americans said no to was dinosaurs. Should I just leave it at that and let people wonder what I'm talking about?
You could.
So what this is, it's kind of an ethical question because they were asking people about the ability with science to revive extinct species. And what they were talking about originally was species that have gone extinct over the last 100 years or so. How do you feel about bringing them back? And then they expanded it and they eventually got to the point where they asked people, what do you think about us bringing back dinosaurs?
That'd be pretty
darn
cool.
A la Jurassic Park.
Yeah. Have you seen the movie? Have you seen what happens? All those movies. I think it would be pretty cool, though. Just have a couple of them roaming around.
But as we learned in the movie, Jeremy, you can't have just a couple.
I know, but Stegosaurus would be cool. That's the state dinosaur, isn't it?
I think that's right. Is that the Triceratops or the Stegosaurus?
Oh, God. Now I got
to look it up while you do your thing. Only 1 in 10 people want us to bring back dinosaurs. So we said no to urinals and dinosaurs.
Stegosaurus is ours. That's the one with the plates on the back so the T-Rex couldn't bite it. He's biting those plates on the back. So that's a pretty good one. We got a good dinosaur for the state dinosaur.
We got a good one.
Where in the world is Will Smith? Here's your Will Smith update. I guess he's hanging in India now. He got out of the country. No reason for the word on this trip, but sources are saying he's there to meet with spiritual leaders. All right. He got landed in Mumbai on Saturday, and paparazzi were there waiting for him. I saw the pictures. He was all smiles. He was posting for selfies, taking videos, all that kind of stuff.
Going to see a guru, is he?
Going to see a guru. Change his life around a little bit. And then Chris Rock's mother, Rose, has now spoken up about the Oscar slap, and her quote is...
Well, by all means, tell me what Chris Rock's mother has to say.
When Will slapped Chris, he slapped all of us, essentially, is what she's saying. That was her
quote. I didn't feel slapped. How about you?
I felt just fine, actually.
I was fine.
The slap was quite entertaining to me. Yeah. What else is going on? Rumors are true, says this story. You might have to Google these kids, but they're fairly iconic. Christopher Reeve and Adam West might be visiting us from beyond the grave in cameos, in the form of cameos, in the upcoming Flash movie. It's the new Marvel Flash movie about the guy that runs really, really fast. I guess they have archive footage that shows Superman and Batman and Linda Carter as Wonder Woman, Doms. Wait, there's another throwback. Anyway, the Flash is going to be visiting superhero universes, different universes, and they will appear. So that's going to be actually kind of cool, I think, to see Christopher Reeve from archived footage, stuff that you've never seen before, in a new movie as Superman.
I have a different take on this.
What's that?
If we've been, because, you know, a lot, not everybody, but some people are complaining, you know, it's like, are we done with Marvel movies? Is that only thing that people go to theaters to see anymore? When they get to the point where they're stooping to do gimmicks like this, that means that they are running out of gas. That's what that means.
Maybe.
Because now you're like, we got to do something, because they're all the same movie.
It's pretty cool,
though,
right?
They're all the same movie over and over again. So now they're looking for some sort of gimmick to dress it up. Now we're going to dig up Adam West.
Christopher Reeve, man. He's known as, like, the OG Superman. So.
It's a gimmick.
Well, they are sucking
me
in.
Just write a good script.
They've got me. Hook, line, and sinker. I'm like, ooh, Adam West. Even though he was a horrible Batman.
He's the best Batman.
Still excited to see him. Here's your Johnny and Amber quick court update. Milani Cosmetics, I believe, is what the company is. They have apparently exposed Amber Heard for lying during her trial with old JD. Her attorney claimed that she carried a concealer palette from that Milani Cosmetics with her throughout the entire relationship to essentially cover up bruises because she said he was abusing her. Well, this Milani Cosmetics company came out and said, well, this would be impossible because the makeup item you're referring to came out in 2017 and your relationship with Mr. Depp ended in 2016.
Uh-huh.
So there's no way you were carrying around this makeup palette because you're not a time traveler.
Caught in a lie.
So a little slip up there. I've kind of lost a little bit of interest in this court trial. But, you know, stuff like this kind of, it's kind of fun, I guess. This is kind of embarrassing. According to a post on Reddit, an unknown person rode a roller coaster at Busch Gardens last Thursday, and they literally pooped their pants. There's a photo circulating which shows these poor ride operators cleaning up the mess. You can't really see anything nasty, but you can pretty much tell that they have all got spray bottles full of chemicals, and they're trying to clean the seats down. And
well, they don't pay those people near enough to do that.
The coaster's name was the Pants Blaster, so you kind of have to expect I might have made that last part up. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook page. Dom and Jeremy on the FB, the definitive answer when it comes to swallowing your gum. Does it stay in your stomach forever? This is a great TikTok account. It's an autopsy technician, and he will let you know if he does or does not find piles of old gum inside bodies. And it's a great account just to flip through, honestly. So check it out. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.